The state has made it clear there is not a problem with the deer population in Game Management Unit 4. Rather, there is a people problem. Jake Fletcher is a board member from Talkeetna who brought Proposal 10 back for reconsideration on Monday, January 23rd, just a day after the Board of Game had unanimously voted to keep the sport bag limit at 6 deer for hunters on Admiralty, Baranof, and Chichikov Islands, the so-called ABC Islands.
As the department stated earlier, you know, there's not a biological concern on overharvest of this population, but I think that it's going to reduce user conflict. I think that under certain weather conditions, certain bays get incredibly crowded. Maybe non-residents coming into conflict with residents, and I think that this really addresses that problem.
Sitka, Angoon, and Hoona are the largest communities in the ABC Islands, but hunters from Juneau can make it down by boat or float plane if the weather is good. While there are special harvest restrictions around Hoona, which has a developed road system, the remainder of Unit 4, with thousands of miles of forest and shoreline, is available for any sport hunter hoping to fill 6 tags. Unit 4 is not being overrun by out-of-state hunters. As ADF&G biologist Steve Bethune puts it, non-resident hunting on the ABC Islands is adjunct to resident hunting or to guided hunts for brown bear.
There's not a whole lot of non-resident deer hunters in Unit 4, and very few that are guided. I would say there are very few guides that take deer hunters specifically. It's usually an add-on to a fall brown bear hunt. Certainly there are a few deer hunters, but generally it's an add-on. And I think we talked about earlier how most of the non-resident hunters in Unit 4 are friends and family of people who live in Unit 4 and are just coming up. So they're probably staying with their friends and family, or they're staying on most of the guided hunts are large boat-based hunts, and so they're staying on those vessels.
Just the day before, the Board of Game had voted down Proposal 10, which would have cut the sport bag limit for deer on the ABC Islands from 6 to 4. A second similar proposal was withdrawn by its author. Both proposers are active sport hunters in the area, concerned that although the deer population was abundant at the moment, a heavy winter or two could easily change that. Resurrecting Proposal 10 and substituting a 2-buck limit for non-residents in place of the overall bag limit reduction seemed like a nod toward compromise, especially for subsistence hunters in Hoona, who feel the most pressure from out-of-town sport hunters. The board took the additional step of lowering the non-resident limit in the Hoona controlled use area as well. Board Chair Jerry Burnett thought this was a reasonable approach.
We heard from the department that this would make it uniform across the entire unit for the non-residents. Makes sense.
On reconsideration, the State Board of Game unanimously adopted an amended version of Proposal 10, which now limits the harvest of black-tailed deer by non-residents to 2 bucks in Unit 4. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.